Let's shift gears a bit to environmental issues, which I think are important to you. I know as a co-owner of Highland Brewing Company, your company is notable for having gone to solar energy in the past. What do you think of the job of the legislature, sort of just first, broadly speaking, the job of the legislature on environmental issues?
Well, I wish you could be more specific about that. Certainly what they did several years ago by suing the TVA. I've lived here in Asheville for 37 years now, and the air is cleaner. The water is cleaner. What they've been doing is tremendous because it was not very pleasant when I first came here. And that was all done down in Raleigh. So the trend is very good. There's more that can be done, yes, but you can't stifle the economy by doing that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's get more specific then. Let's talk about some renewable energy issues. The Renewable Energy Portfolio Standard, there's been efforts over the past several years by Representative Mike Hager, who is now retired, has put this effort forward a number of times to sort of freeze or even eliminate REPs. Where do you stand on that? And then also on the solar tax credit, which was allowed to repeal?
We're learning this lesson all over again. We had solar energy back in the 80s. I put solar panels on my house then, and they removed the tax credits, and the business crumped and went away. So, yes, okay, you're not getting some taxes on the tax credits that you're getting there. On the other hand, you're stimulating growth, you're creating jobs, you're helping the environment. So I think it's a win-win.
A win-win as far as the solar tax credit?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so you're disappointed that the state let the state tax credit go away for solar energy?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the numbers as whether it's hurt the industry or not. Certainly back in the 80s, it was the federal government and the state that removed their tax credits, and that did kill the industry. So I would be willing to sit back and see how this goes.
Yeah, and the federal standards are still in place. The state tax credit is no longer in place. Another thing that the legislature recently attempted was to ban wind farms across much of the state. There was an effort put forward to protect the military flight zones, and what they did was cut off large swaths of the state. It was most of the state to wind farms. What did you think of that effort, and what do you think about wind energy in general?
I don't have a problem with wind energy. I do have some problems with wind farms. If you're putting those wind farms out there in the desert, it's perfectly fine. But up here, you're cutting trees. And the best thing you can do for the environment is keep your trees. And there are low-flying military helicopters that go over my house. I understand their need to train in the mountains. And we do have significant wind up here. But to me, cutting trees for a wind farm just doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. What about the wind farms in eastern North Carolina, you know, some wind farms that they have going right now, one for Amazon in some of the northeastern counties up there?
I would still rather have the trees.
Well, what if they're not cutting down any trees? I think they're putting them in farm areas. And in some cases, the farmers themselves are happy about it because this is a profit for them.
Yeah, if it's fine for the if they get a rental fee for the wind farm, then that's perfectly fine. If the land is being already cultivated for something else, then that's fine as far as I'm concerned. I know in the old days that the wind farms would disrupt television, but with the digital system we have now, I don't think it does that anymore. But you need to look at the entire environmental impact when you do that.
Mm-hmm. So looking at that and sort of getting towards this Asheville power plant that we have, we're converting from, Duke Energy is converting from coal to natural gas. How do we power our future in a way that's clean and addresses the issues of climate change?
Well, I mean, this is a stopgap measure, but it's still much better than coal. What's more, we will become an energy exporter rather than energy importer. The option is not to build the power plant and have power lines come up from South Carolina. We've already seen that the people do not want that to happen. So they can use the existing routes that they have now and produce energy, excess energy, which would be good for economic growth here in the area, until some other technology comes along. And there again, solar farms are just as bad. We can put them on roofs, of course, but as we did the brewery, but they're just as destructive to trees as the wind farm. So until another energy source goes, let's go with the cleanest, most efficient way we have now, which is natural gas.
Mm-hmm. So you think that in general, they've done a pretty good job with the plant as far as the conversion, and you like what they're doing there?
I mean, there's compromises, but I think it's the best solution that we currently have. A big wind farm or a big solar farm would not generate the energy that we need to develop this area.
Okay.